Good evening, Madison. You're listening to the 6 o'clock news update on WSUM 91.7 FM Madison Student Radio. I'm Hyewon Lim. In the news today, the Arizona State Supreme Court reinstates a near-total abortion ban from 1864. The 160-year-old law does not allow exceptions for rape or incest and would only allow abortions if the pregnant person's life was medically in danger. The Arizona Supreme Court says that there was no federal or state law preventing Arizona from enforcing the near-total ban on abortions after Roe v. Wade was overturned. Abortions were legal through 15 weeks in Arizona until now. This new ruling might prompt Arizona residents seeking abortions to travel to neighboring states, such as New Mexico or California. While the court decided that the law was, quote, now enforceable, the matter will be sent back to a lower court to hear additional arguments about the law's constitutionality. Thank you to the New York Times and Associated Press for this story. Reporting for WSUM News, I'm Hyewon Lim. In national news, the EPA limits toxic pollution from chemical plants. Oliver Gerhards has the story.
Tuesday, the Environmental Protection Agency issued a new rule that will require over 200 chemical plants across the nation to reduce their emissions of certain chemicals. The rule, which tightens several regulations for the first time in almost two decades, will apply to a total of 218 factories across the United States, mostly in Texas and Louisiana. The new rule targets factories emitting the chemicals chloroprene and ethylene oxide, among others. These toxic emissions are targeted by the law because they are likely to cause cancer. Denka, a Japanese company making synthetic rubber at a plant in Louisiana, said it, quote, vehemently opposes, unquote, the new rule. The Denka plant has long been at the center of protests against emissions of chloroprene in the Mississippi River Chemical Corridor, an 85-mile stretch of industry known informally as Cancer Alley. Reporting for WSUM News, I'm Oliver Gerhards.
Thanks, Oliver. Turning over to sports, here's Vincent Hesbrick with an update.
Thanks, Hyewon. The Milwaukee Brewers suffered a heartbreaker yesterday against the Cincinnati Reds to the tune of an 8-10 defeat. The Crew were down 8-0 after four innings, but rallied and cut the deficit to 1 in the seventh. However, Milwaukee allowed an inside-the-park home run to Ellie De La Cruz in the seventh and were unable to drive in the game-tying run in the ninth. Despite the loss, Christian Yelich's fourth home run of the season, a mark he didn't reach until May 4th last season. At 6-3, the Crew sit a game and a half back of the 9-3 Pirates in the NL Central. From WSUM Sports, I'm Vincent Hesbrick.
Thanks, Vince. We'd like to thank Channel 3000 for being our news partner, and thank you for tuning in. From the WSUM News Booth, I'm Hyewon Lim. Have a great evening, Madison.